Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of our favorite cocktail creations. For this week's cocktail, we are dedicating this one to a very close friend of the show and one of my best friends, Erin Martin. Erin, yes, her name is also Erin. She goes by Erin 1.0, and I am Erin 2.0. Erin got married this weekend, and first off, congratulations, Erin. We absolutely love you and loved your wedding. It was amazing, perfect, flawless. Erin also had beautiful bouquets and centerpieces made of beautiful flowers, and to honor her and to also pay homage to this week's guest, we are going to do a tequila Sprite, but I'm going to twist it up a little bit here, and we're going to make it a hibiscus tequila Sprite. For this cocktail, you're going to use 2 ounces of cooled hibiscus tea, 1.5 ounces of your choice of tequila. Erin, I know you have high standards and a particular taste in tequila, so choose whatever you want. 1/4 ounce of freshly squeezed lime juice, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, this is optional, and then 2 ounces of any type of lemon lime soda. So to make this cocktail before you hit the dance floor, add hibiscus tea, the tequila, lime juice, and that simple syrup to a cocktail shaker. Fill with a handful of ice and shake until well chilled, about 30 seconds. Strain using a Hawthorne strainer into a highball glass, filled partway only because you're going to want to add more crushed ice to it. Make sure that it is nice and chilly. Top that with that soda, and then optionally or mandatorily, since you know you're going to be really hot because you're going to be doing the Cupid Shuffle and all those other fun wedding dances, which my body is hurting today, let me tell you that. You're going to garnish it with edible flowers of your choice and lime wheels. Serve that drink and enjoy. Erin, congratulations so much. Ioana and I love you. Your wedding was beautiful. We will be posting pictures of the flowers, and cheers to your happily ever after.
Welcome back to another episode of Sip With Me. This week, we have a very special guest on the show, Kristen Griffith Vanderjagt, the owner and creative director of Seattle's Wild Bloom, specializes in the creation of unique floral arrangements that celebrate enchanting flowers and natural beauty. His arrangements have been featured in celebrity weddings and in several major publications across the U.S., including Martha Stewart Weddings, Traditional Home Magazine, and The Knot, and has also been seen on Good Morning America and E! Network. His studios also provide private classes and workshops for emerging floral artists and enthusiasts. In addition to all of that, he is also the judge on Netflix's Big Flower Fight. Kristen, welcome to Sip With Me.
He's everywhere.
You read that entire bio.
Yes. Congratulations. Well, you've accomplished a lot, so I wanted to include everything because it's pretty amazing what you've done.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. This is going to be so much fun.
Yay. We're honored to have you. We were already having a lot of fun with you before the actual interview started. So we always love that. A good, authentic person. Tell everyone that may not be familiar with your work. Tell them about yourself, your career, and kind of how you got into, I guess, all your different arenas. Because again, you are literally everywhere. So just tell us how you started and kind of how life's journey has brought you to where you are right now.
Well, how much time have you got? Because this is I'll try to keep it fairly short. Well, my name is Kristen Griffith Vanderjagt, as you guys said. And I'm so thrilled that flowers are having a moment. This is so cool.
Yes.
That, I'm cool enough to be on a podcast talking about flowers. It's so awesome. I actually ended up in flowers in the most random way possible. And I think it's really just a testament to sort of listening to what the world and the universe is trying to tell you, and right place, right time, all that sort of like kismet nonsense that you hear in other people's lives. You know, it wasn't as special as, you know, being discovered at a gas station like Toni Braxton, but I sort of like fell into it. I was actually going to grad school in New York City to be a therapist.
Oh,
and it was, it was so random. And I was so, it was the one time in my life where I wasn't working all the time, where, you know, I'm in grad school and you have like 3 days off.
Yeah, I was in grad school. Yeah, we both were in grad school.
Yeah. So, you know, like your weeks is sort of like, okay, if you're not like doing your assignments or your homework, you're just like kind of
like, what are you doing?
Hanging out.
Yes, literally.
You're hanging out, living your best life. So I was doing that in New York City, and I was like, you know, this feels like a real adult power move, this grad school. Let me just make sure this is actually what I really want to be doing. Like, I was feeling very torn because before that, I was a performer. I was like a theater actor. And when you're a theater actor, that takes up so much of your energy. So any real career after that feels a little like light. It feels a little like feathery. Like, it doesn't feel as heavy and as intense as that. So I was like, let me just make sure this is what I'm really into, wanting to be a therapist. But I also love flowers. And so I went and got an internship at a unpaid, by the way, unpaid internship at a flower shop in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is known for the top knot on a man. And so I started working there, and that was it. I fell in love. I was lucky because I had a direct comparison between the two. It was like sitting in a chair, listening to people's problems, when really what I wanted to say was, girl, break up with him. Need him. He's got a funny eye. You don't need him. Right? That's what I wanted to say. But, you know, as a therapist, you have to like wait 5 years until they figure it out. And so I was like, okay, no, not for me. But flowers, it was like a perfect combination of being creative and connecting with people and like bringing joy into people's lives. And it gave me sort of the autonomy that I wanted. So it was a perfect fit for me. And I was like, deuces to grad school. And I never looked back. I became a florist. And that was really it. That's how I got started.
Nice. And then how did you get into the world of Netflix?
Again, really random. I scream and I laugh about it because I was not pursuing that at all. Literally,
that's how it happens.
I was minding my own business. I really was. And I got a DM on Instagram.
We've heard this before, I feel like.
What's that?
I feel like we've heard this before. Somebody got a DM and then ended up on Netflix.
Well, it probably was me. I told this story 50,000 times. I was driving my oldest son to daycare, and I got a DM on Instagram. And yes, I was clearly being a responsible driver, checking my Instagram while I was driving.
Of course.
I saw the DM, and it was like, all I could see out the corner of my eye was like, TV show, the UK, flower designer. And, you know, I was very responsible, so I just pulled over, on the side of the road so I could read it.
No, you were in a self-driving Tesla.
Yes, that's the responsible answer. And I responded to it, and she was like, hey, can you hop on a phone call? And I was like, phone call? I was like, okay, give me like 10 minutes so I can like drop my kid off. I dropped him off, pulled into a Starbucks so I could steal that good Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
Sat in the parking lot of this Starbucks and like got on a FaceTime with this girl. And I was like, okay, either two things are happening. Either I'm getting scammed by a Nigerian prince or jokes on them, or this is like for real. And so I talked to her for 10 minutes. And when I tell you, I looked so busted, hair wet, no eyebrows on, like still wearing my retainer. I didn't grab my shoes or nothing, Jesus. I got out of there. Terrible. And she would like talk to me for like 10 minutes, and she was like, okay, bye. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't hear from her for 2 weeks.
Oh,
and then
God.
She called me and she was like, hey, the producers want to talk to you. And I was like, oh, here we go. Here they ask for my social security number.
Give that Venmo.
Right? Here we go. And I got on this phone call with these people and they offered me this job for Netflix. And they said it was filming in like 6 weeks and they were going to move me and my entire family over to London. And they're going to
put us up
and take care of us and blah, 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 blah. And so having my natural connections from my old theater days, I called all my friends and I was like, I don't know what's happening. Can you please like help me out with this? And they did. And that was it. And I went to London 4 weeks later for screen testing. And that's how it all happened. Random. So random.
Wow. That's what we've heard from like a lot of guests we've had on. Like it just happens randomly where something in your career happens. Someone sees you, someone connects with you, and it just like launches.
And you're doing something you love.
Yeah.
And other people see the passion through your work.
Well, I think that's important. I think that's important for anything that we sort of do. And I think my generation has been very spoiled by our parents. My parents definitely were the kind of people who said, go find the job that you're passionate about. Do what you love and the money will come later. And I was like, I look back and I'm like, why did you tell me that?
Yes, literally.
And do what you love as a hobby. I think that they allowed me to sort of see the world through a very different lens. You know, their generation was all about sort of like fitting in, and our generation was all about like standing out and being yourself and being authentic, as you said earlier. And I think that that just sort of shows for anyone who's passionate about their work. And I say that, I say you could be a hairdresser in your mama's basement, and as long as you're loving it and you're passionate about it, then I guarantee you, you're gonna live a full, vibrant life. And it's gonna be so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I love this. This is like life advice. I'm like, this feels so good.
Therapy, your inner therapist is showing through right now.
I'll tell you where to send the check.
Yes.
So as we kind of talked about before we started recording, I'm getting married. I'll have been married, hopefully, by this point, once this episode airs. And we're doing a bridal series for the podcast. So I would love for you to talk about wedding flowers and kind of how you start a process with a couple. And where are you getting inspired for the flowers for a wedding and kind of all the ins and outs of what is involved to create all the floral arrangements for a wedding?
Yeah, flowers are, I think, the most underappreciated element of a wedding because they're so common. We go anywhere and we see flowers. You go to the grocery store, you go to your grandma's house. There's just flowers all around us. So there's no sort of like urgency or jeopardy of them not being in your life. So I think when you're having a conversation and you're deciding to pick a florist, really try to look at that florist as not who's going to give you the best bargain for your money, but who really is going to align with you in a personal way. Because I can tell you there have been times where I have done flowers that I was like, oh, this is the best thing since oxygen. This is so beautiful. It's just stunning. I love it so much. And my relationship with the client was like, because they had an attitude, I had an attitude. And no matter what I did, no matter how beautiful it was, the flowers, they weren't happy with the flowers. I think having that good relationship and that good rapport with anyone that you're working with on your wedding day is really important, and it's gonna show in the final product. And then the other thing I would say is try to look at flowers as an art form, right? It's like food or like any other perishable product. It has a shelf life. And flowers, more than any other element that's going to be in your wedding, is the one that's going to actually ask you to be the most present, because they're the most fleeting, right? So think of flowers as a metaphor for life. You sort of grow, you blossom, you thrive, and then we all sort of like wither away and die, right? Flowers have that same life cycle, but in days, in minutes sometimes, in an hour or two. So there's no better time than to sort of step out of our own sort of brains and everything that's happening in our life to just take in that beauty and take in that moment and take in the fleeting impermanence of it all. And it reminds us to stay in our own space and to love the moment that we're in. And that's the message I try to tell all my couples for their own wedding. Hopefully this only happens to you once. So try and stay in the moment, try and stay present, try and just take it all in. So that's my
good advice.
Hit flower therapy.
Yes.
We're transcending. What kind of, so this is a huge, huge year for weddings, especially COVID delayed weddings.
Yeah.
What are some trends that you're seeing? And did you see any changes in trends, whether and supply and demand because of the pandemic, and things that you think maybe have been altered in the industry that are, going to be more permanent changes?
Yes, I saw that the demand for flowers went through the roof, right? Because normally you go see your Aunt Becky when she has a cold, but you're like, oh girl, I'm sorry. Just put this plastic sheet up. I'm gonna send her some flowers instead, mm-hmm. right? So that interaction that we normally have with people, that sort of social aspect that was taken away from us, mm-hmm. People were sending flowers in their stead. So I think that there was a huge uptick in sales and demand overall for flowers. And then unfortunately, because of the pandemic, and now I think globally we're having a worker shortage in general.
Yes, a lot for sure.
of farms have had to face some realities, and a lot of the farms where we get our flowers from struggled. They lost a lot of their workers, and there's also now a greater push to have better pay for a lot of people. Yeah. So the price of flowers has increased. So that's sort of the overview of it from like a business perspective. In terms of trends, what we're seeing a lot in weddings now is hanging flowers. Flowers from the ceiling.
Yes. Oh my God. Everywhere.
Give me the chandelier. Yes. Give me the chandelier. Yes, literally. Give me the, it's hanging over this. It's hanging over that. Blah, blah, blah. So we're seeing a lot of installations and suspended flowers, which is great and beautiful, but it also takes a huge amount of time. It takes a very long time to do that because you have to be very safe when you do that. So you just have to make sure you budget that into sort of the time in your venue if you're planning your wedding to say, because sometimes venues are so stingy. They'll be like, you have 5 hours to set up and you have your party.
The clock is ticking, 2 minutes left.
Yes. And then they're like, get out. Yes. So just make sure that you're being realistic with your time. And if you want to have that, then just rent the space the day before so you have time to put that in and get that out as well. Those are the trends. Luckily, I think for me, and sorry, this is getting long. I think that flowers and florists are also sort of like dressmakers or any other artists. You sort of are attracted to who you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. So if you want something that's very like colorful, you'll find a florist who aligns with you stylistically. If you want something that's very minimal, there's a florist out there who just does minimal. You don't have to try to like give your florist a bunch of notes. Like, don't work that hard. Just go find someone that does that already.
Mm-hmm. I requested baby's breath to be suspended. I'm getting married in Greece, so it's an outdoor venue, which makes it even more difficult. But it's like my dream to have baby's breath suspended over the dance floor, and somehow it's happening.
Yes, so, it's amazing. Yeah, and I love baby's breath.
Me too.
I love baby's breath. It's so great. It gets such a bad rap. Because, you know, I always tell this sort of like anecdote of how like baby's breath, whenever we think about it, we think of old arrangement with some daisies and a wicker basket next to a photo of Kurt Douglas. You know, like, it just feels like this very like old timey thing, but that's not the case anymore. It's so trendy because we're thinking of flowers in terms of shape and abundance. Mm-hmm. We're not thinking of, you have to have 50,000 different kinds. Just give me a lot of one kind. Yeah. And that can be really like impactful and sexy. Yay, congratulations.
Good Thank day. You. Yes, yes, I'm very excited. Some people are like offended that I'm putting baby's breath everywhere, but I love it. And it's my day, so it's fine.
You know, that's it. And you know what I tell my brides too, is I say 364 days of the year for everybody else. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead, take this one day for you, honey. Take this one day for you.
Yes.
Aaron is also my man of honor. So I feel like he really understands because he's been dealing with everything.
Oh, honey. And overseas wedding too. That must be really
It's been interesting. It's stressful.
It's book worthy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We're ready for it to be over in the best way possible.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And that's what happens. The best part is, and I'll say this to you because I know it's going to happen. I've never failed on this prediction.
Okay.
The week before your wedding, you're going to lose more weight than you have ever
thought.
That's
what everyone says. Yeah, my dress was like a little tight. I have three dresses, but they were all a little tight. And everyone's like, don't worry. The week of your wedding, you're not going to be able to eat. Huh? You'll be so
it's true.
Huh? I mean, you're going to be running around so much. You're going to be like, why is this baggy?
Yeah, honestly, that's it's what I've heard. Best.
They're going to be like, oh, yes.
Snatched.
Well, right now, I can't breathe in it, so I need that. I need.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yes. So we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have 7 or 8 questions for you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like your answers are going to be really good based off of your ability to be a good floral therapist. So let's dive in. Ioana, do you want to take the first one?
Yes. Okay. What is like the easiest house plant to take care of? Because I kill plants. So this is for me.
Same.
If you have a murder thumb, the easiest house plant for you is a ZZ plant. A ZZ plant.
A ZZ plant.
Yes, she can survive an apocalypse. You can like go on vacation. You can go to
ZZ and the cockroaches.
That's right. ZZ and the cockroaches. They will survive. You can go on vacation and come back and she's still there like, oh, I didn't even notice you left. Like she's so easy to work with. Works in every kind of lighting.
Okay.
There you go.
Cool. What is your favorite flower to use in your designs?
Oh, fudge. I love them all, but I also don't love them all. I'm going to go with Helleborus, which is AKA winter rose.
Uh-huh.
It's really beautiful, very temperamental, but when they're like popping, they're gorgeous.
Yes, love it.
Okay, your favorite floral wedding trend as of now?
Oh, I think we said it. Suspended flowers. I think it's really chic and enchanting. And I think that it just takes your wedding to a whole new level and it photographs real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
It screams power.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Was your favorite floral installation or event that you have done flowers for? Ooh. If you have a favorite.
Okay. So this just happened, actually. I got to help design the runway for Richard Quinn's fall winter autumn winter runway show in London. And it was an incredible collaborative experience. It was just absolutely insane. I got to meet Anna Wintour and Edward and it was like dying. It was crazy.
Do you know Fern Malice? So she's no. Like she created New York Fashion Week. We actually just went to an event with her
yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
So fashion is on our mind.
Yes.
So I need to see the pictures of this.
Yes, I'll send them to you.
You're living a dream.
It was amazing. It was it was incredible. I've always sort of looked at myself as a set designer in a lot of ways. And so being able to have that sort of like moment and in the fashion industry, which can be so cold and like just pushing people out, pushing people away, right? Mm-hmm. Uninviting. And to have the opposite of that kind of experience where Richard Quinn and his entire team were like so warm, gave me so much freedom and independence and paid a girl too. I was like, ooh, this is amazing. So it was really fun. Awesome.
Nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Your best floral tip or advice for someone who's interacting either with a floral arrangement or like planting flowers?
Yeah. I think that flowers, okay, so that's a hard question because it really depends on who the audience is. Because if you're just a floral enthusiast, I would say the best advice is to enjoy them while you can. Enjoy the flowers while you can. Don't sit there counting dollars every time you get an arrangement or send an arrangement. Like you have to remember someone spent an hour of their life and their time making something beautiful for you, should just enjoy it. That's if you're a floral enthusiast. If you're wanting to get into flowers, I would say if you're trying to start a career or explore that world, just do it. Just start. Don't spend all your monies trying to take a class or go to this school or do this thing. I say just dive in, go to the grocery store, just get involved, get familiar, because the relationship between ourselves and nature is so profound that just by surrounding yourself with flowers, that is the biggest step and the biggest benefit that you are going to receive from that time. So I say just go get started and then develop your own voice. Don't try to do what other people are doing. Do what you yes. like.
Mm-hmm. Get your hands dirty. Yes. Like it. All right, last question. We are a cocktail hour themed podcast. So do you have a favorite cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
Yes. Okay. So I had this really, I'm going to mess up the name, but it was gin. It was like gin and it had lavender simple syrup in it. Ooh. It was so good.
That sounds really good.
It was so bomb.com. I know it's such a cliche for florists to love floral things, but I actually
oh, I didn't even think about that.
I actually really am that person.
Well, gin and lavender, I mean, I love both equally.
Yeah, I like both of those things.
It was delish.
I like it. We're going to have to try that. Interesting. Cool. Well, you survived and you did Yay. Very well. Tell everyone where they can follow you, where they can find your work, and how they can watch your show.
Okay, so you can watch my show on Netflix. Just look for The Big Flower Fight. It's a real gas. And you can find me on social media at Kristen GVY. Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-N, G as in girl, V as in Valentino, Y as in yes, please.
I love it.
Nice.
Thank you so much for coming
All right, yes,
on.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. I feel like I need to go buy some flowers or something.
Do it for yourself. Also, yes. I have a book coming out in Yes, oh I finally have to plug the book. I have to plug my book that's coming out in 2023. It's a floral design book. All about flowers.
Okay, well, now we're gonna definitely have you back on in the second half of this year. That's so exciting.
I'm literally writing it right now. Like,
awesome.
That's amazing.
Yay. That makes me so happy.
Yay.
Cool. Well, thank you again for coming on, and now I guess we have an excuse to have you back on in a couple months.
Yay. I'd love to come back.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social at sipwithme_.
you say you love me